Time for the Alan Hayden Jones Show.
Yeah, me too. But it'll be fine. It's only 27 minutes and we're there. It'll be fine. Now, I have got the team with me. Chris yesterday did say that I could have whatever I wanted. I could chuck everyone out, have a few people in here if I wanted. But I've decided to keep the team, albeit with slightly new roles.
Right.
All right? Dom, if it's okay, I don't need news because, well, I've only got half an hour and you've done it. So can you be entertainment news for me?
Right.
And none of that guitar indie stuff. I need, like, fun entertainment news.
So he's gone from being news reader to entertainment news reporter.
Yes, please.
You've been demoted.
Yeah, that was my job before doing this.
Wait, that's true.
So you want fun entertainment news.
So, yeah, so if we play a song, you've got a few minutes, just find out some news. And if it's dying, this next half hour, I might turn to you and ask for some mental
stand by.
News.
That'd
be okay.
Great. Carrie, obviously I don't need any sports.
You don't care about sport, Ella, do you?
So your role is to let me know who's fit in sport, right?
Okay.
So through all... Oh, hang on, I forgot Dave. Hi, Dave.
What?
Oh, good, just checking. Right, so you go let me know who's fit in sport. So every now and then, if I need a fit update, whatever sport, it doesn't matter, just let me know.
Lovely.
Rachel, I'll keep you as producer, because you're great.
Ah, oh, thank
you. And I do need you. Dave...
Yeah.
You're going to be now called Straight Dave from now on, because I need you here to sort of ground the show.
Is he our token straight person?
Yeah, he's my token straight guy, to keep it heterosexual.
I can do that.
Yeah, how's the kid?
Oh, she's lovely, thank you.
See, great start, going well. And then Chris, you're going to be Comedy Chris, if that's all right.
Science
kick.
Great. Am I gay?
No, you can be whatever you like,
really. I'm straight too.
I'm actually... Yeah, but you're not going to sell your straightness. You're just, you know, you're
That's
there.
My job, isn't
That's
it?
That's Dave's job.
Dave's okay,
aggressively straight.
Right.
We have two new members of the team as well.
Right.
Because my ego's bigger than yours, so I felt I should have a slightly bigger team.
Okay.
I'll let you know who those are...
This is so funny, isn't
it? It's weird, isn't it?
...in 3 minutes' time.
Oh, okay.
Well, what we'll do is play a song. Now, obviously, I've got a big back catalogue of songs.
Well, sure.
People are very interested to know what songs I like, because me, I like my songs. Mm. Know my
songs.
Music.
Mm-hmm. You're the man.
So what I've done is I've created a Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God.
On my Wheel of Fortunes are many songs that I like, and what I'll do is I'll do a little spin.
Right.
And then,
go on then,
wherever it lands, that's the song I'm playing.
Is it?
The BBC Trust is listening. It's fake. Here we go. Spin the wheel. Okay, it's going round. It's a little pink. Can't really see any names just yet.
It's a little pink.
What?
Yes. Okay.
Oh.
Viz Hathaway. Nope. Tune Limited.
Hathaway.
Take that.
Oh, no.
Is it?
Oh.
Madonna.
Yay.
Madonna.
That's Ant.
Wow. Madonna.
So welcome to the Wheel of Fortunes.
I
welcome
show already.
To the Alan Hayden Jones Show. It's time now for a little bit of Madonna.
Who?
Madonna. And Hung Up. So everyone on your feet, because you're going to need to dance with me.
Can we do the helicopter?
Absolutely. No.
The new football season on the BBC.
That's fine, we don't need to know about that. Hello, and... Oh, hang on, I got an impressive bed.
Alan Hayden Jones.
Oh, Jesus.
International Radio 1.
I'm still here. 9 minutes in.
Good God.
The listeners aren't.
So, Dom,
yep.
My entertainment news reporter, do you have any news on Madonna?
Yes, Madonna's a woman, and her dad is called Tony Ciccone.
Brilliant. Thank you
or
very much. Carrie, who's fit?
David Beckham.
Good start. Like
good
that
start.
Very much. Chris, say something funny.
Bananas.
Dave, say something straight.
I like football.
What a work on that.
I'm slightly unsure of my role in all of this, because, Alan, the thing is, I'm here genuinely to support you in your efforts.
Can I just jump in?
Yeah.
I think, Alan, if I may speak for you, Alan, mm-hmm. I think my boss, Alan, I think, Dave, he wants you to be, like, a very straight, heterosexual man. Mm. You know, you like beer, you
whoa,
like football.
Women.
And you're slightly homophobic.
Grr.
In other words, just be yourself, Dave.
Don't know where I got the inspiration from on this one. But,
how rude.
Anyway, right, so we've got two new team members.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Please welcome my mum and dad.
Oh, my
wow.
God. Hey!
Hello.
Hello.
Come to the mics. Come to the mics.
Hello.
Yeah, we can do this afterwards.
Hi, Mum. Hi.
How unruly are these two?
Hello.
Hello, Mum.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
You look a bit nervous, actually.
Oh, just a little bit tense, I guess.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's her son's last day at the BBC today.
It's lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you all sober for a change.
Yeah. Okay. Hi,
and
Dad.
You, Alan's dad.
Hi, Alan. Pembroke, that bitch, Alan.
Diolch yn fawr. Right.
What was that? That was the devil talking. What
no,
was that?
That was happy birthday, and I'm saying thank you very much. You brought presents.
Malarian Sean, too.
Malarian Sean, thank you very much.
And if somebody will give this to little.
Yes,
baby.
It's for Nicole.
I'm seeing them today, actually, so I can take that with me.
Thank you very much, Mum, Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
Put your headphones on, Dave's talking
to
you.
Oh, that's fine, Dave. How's everything going?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for the lovely card. That's very kind of you.
This is like being in your house.
Yeah, that's true, actually. You've one of the rules, if you're in my studio, you only talk when I talk to you, right?
We hear you.
So just that's what you do,
Alan. It's your mum and dad. You can't rule with a rod of iron when they're in the room.
They're part of the team now, so it's fine.
Okay.
Right, so Mum, your role is to be, you're the guide to radio, right? So sometime in my show, I'll come to you and ask you what's happening on Radio 1 today, and then spontaneously you'll just come out with what's going to happen.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Right.
Don't worry, you've got about 15 minutes. It's fine.
Good.
And Dad, you're Welsh. Right? Dave's the token straight guy, so you're the token
Welsh
guy. Thank you. So, right, so I might come to you for some Welsh matters later on.
Is he only allowed to speak in Welsh?
Yes.
That'd be good.
You right with that?
Well, Cardiff International to
excellent.
That.
Brilliant.
Catatonia.
Right, next thing we're going to do is play a game.
Right.
Nothing at all like the...
Why don't we play a 19-minute record?
Oh, Chris! Listen, be quiet. You're my comedy, all right? So be funny and don't say anything else.
Bananas!
Say banana. Yeah, exactly.
Into mic, please.
Catch up.
We're going to play a game. Nothing to do with the Friday Night Project. We're going to play a game called Who Knows the Most About Me?
Right.
Okay, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Me.
I even have a jingle for it if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to.
Yeah.
Who knows the most about Ali?
Can I suggest it's not going to be me?
Shut up, Dave. Sorry, Dave,
God.
What are you saying?
It's not going to be me, this, is it?
Right.
And it's not going to be your adopted parents, either.
Time for another song. Spin the wheel.
Oh, here we go.
Who will it be?
Let's see what this is going to be.
Oh, Megadeth.
Hardaway.
Oh, there goes Kylie. We're already out of here today.
Colonel Abrams. Mm.
Oh, Traveling Wilburys.
Jason Donovan. Come in. No, gone. It is.
Girls Aloud.
Yay! Girls Aloud there. We're the Love Machine. You're listening to the Al Ed Hayden Jones Show here on Radio 1. Dom?
Dom? What?
Have you got any entertainment facts for me?
Dung? Yes, there are five girls in Girls Aloud. That was biology, and Al Ed studied biology when he was at school.
Brilliant. Al Ed Hayden Jones. Be a little bit more ruly, please, in the studio. You're very unruly. You're shouting.
Right.
Balls.
And also, sorry. Mum and Dad, please, I prefer you don't talk unless, you know, you really have to. Yeah. We're going to play a little game now.
Right.
We're going to play a game called Who Knows the Most About Me?
Al, do I need a pen and paper for this or not?
You really won't. No, it's fine. This is how it's going to work. There are two teams. Dad...
13 minutes left, everybody. 13 minutes left.
There's two teams, Mum and Dad. The boys, you'll play with Dad.
Right.
Girls,
hey.
You'll play with Mum.
Brilliant.
Okay? I will give out a question, and the person who thinks knows the right answer shouts out, not your name.
Mm.
If you're in the boys' team, you shout out Tom Jones.
Right. Mm.
If you're in the girls' team, you shout out...
Shirley Bassey.
Knew it.
Have you played this before, Dave?
No, I haven't, but I'm just predicting the way it's going.
The show is meant to be very pro-Wales, but it's coming across as quite racist and stereotyped.
We've worked together for a long time. Actually, I've just seen Rolling at Time, so I'm out to go to that song. Right, OK, here's my bed.
Who knows the most about Ellie?
Here we go.
That is brilliant.
Question number one. Remember, it's Tom Jones. Tom Jones and Shirley Bassey. You got a shout out. If you do your name, you're out.
Ready?
When I was young, I wanted to be a children's BBC presenter or a what?
Tom Chris. Jones.
Oh, sorry. Brother.
Dave.
A milkman.
No.
Tom Jones.
Chris.
Woman.
No. Mum or Dad?
Tom Jones.
Shirley Bassey. Oh. No.
Yes, ignoring Dave. Yes, Mum?
Bus driver.
Is the right answer.
What? Yeah.
Did you?
Yes. We did it on the podcast, remember?
No.
Right, I've got a clip, a vintage clip. Yeah. Hang on. I also do have pings and pongs, but I don't know the desk that well, so...
Oh, my God. Well, are they the next guests? Can we begin?
No, they're the correct... okay, here we go.
We've had Dung already.
Excuse me. Oh, you're out. Listen to the studio. Listen to this clip.
Coming up for the next 3 hours, we have the biggest party ever.
Wow!
This is Radio Ceredigion.
Is that you on a radio station in space?
Not you!
Is it Radio Ceredigion?
That was a clip of me on my last ever radio show on Radio Ceredigion in August 1993.
On what?
Radio Ceredigion.
Was that Radio Cardigan?
Here we go.
Coming up for the next 3 hours, we have the biggest party ever. This is Radio Ceredigion.
Like a woman?
Yeah, it sound like a girl defo.
That's what you know when you go to a party and you suck the helium balloons. Not you sound like.
But what was the name of my show?
Tom Jones.
Yes, Chris.
Pink.
No.
Tom Shirley Jones.
Bassey. Yes, Dave.
Purple.
No.
Shirley Bassey. Go on, Rach. Brian.
No.
Tom Jones.
Yes, Dad.
AHAM Posse.
Well done.
Yes.
It's one all.
It was called what?
AHAM Posse. My initials. Right. Next question.
What posse?
What was the name of my first...
That's, I'm about to tell you what, that's the first and last posse you've ever been near.
What was the name of my first girlfriend?
Tom Jones.
Yes, Dale.
Tom Jones. Tom Jones. Dice Jones.
Shirley Bassey.
Quinn Jones.
Shirley Bassey.
Okay, order. Yes, Rachel.
Brian.
No.
Kelly Jones.
No.
Tom Jones.
Look, here's a clue. It was a girl.
Tom Jones. Shirley Bassey.
Yes.
Keris from Catatonia.
Shirley Bassey.
Mum and Dad, you look stumped.
Keris Matthews.
Sean Lloyd.
I was gay my whole life, you're right. Her name was actually Emily. And I refused to kiss her. Remember she worked in the summer show?
Now I remember.
Yes, yeah, Emily. Too.
She probably heard you on Radio Carradiglio.
We have another clip.
Hey, go. Wouldn't it be ironic if she was a lesbian now?
Wouldn't it just?
Yes. Mm.
Here we go.
Okay, they say cheating, but I can't shun that in tough, basically, because I'm not going to try and translate it for you. So we have got... We're going to try on line four again. Take it away, Jack.
Okay, hello. Is there anyone on line four? Hello?
Is that English?
Okay, is there anyone, if there's anyone who can do anything technical around in the Ceredigion area, please come over here quickly. We need your services now. Okay, never mind.
That was another clip from my show called AJ and Posse. That was Jackie, my co-presenter. But who was she?
Tom Jones.
Yes, Chris.
Your co-presenter, Jackie.
Yeah, but...
Tom Jones.
Yes, Dave.
She was your language coach and therapist.
No. Tom Jones.
Yes.
She was actually a lorry driver called Derek who helped you come out and be the man that you've become.
No, we're running out of time, so this is for the decider. This is to win the game, right?
Tom Jones, a friend.
From...
School.
Space.
Is the correct answer,
Space.
Dad.
How the hell are we meant to know that?
So, you win... The sock of Dosh.
The what? Yes.
There we go. Oh.
The sock of Dosh.
So well done, Dad. And you can share that between your team members, Straight Dave, Comedy Chris, and Entertainment.
Alan has just handed them a sock with a fiver stapled to it.
Yeah. Brilliant.
It's Dirty Sock as well.
Another song, everybody.
Yes, please.
Why not? Oh, where will it stop, Alan?
Let's see where it goes. Where it goes, nobody knows. Oh, there's Bros. Brother Beyond.
The Cult.
Big Fun.
Oh!
But...
Marillion!
It's a mandatory playlist track!
Oh! Kanye West, everybody! Sarita got her way, and here's a playlist track. Four and a half minutes, everybody. 4.5 minutes.
God.
How are you doing, Comedy Chris?
I'm all right.
Good? That's not funny.
What?
That's not funny.
Say bananas
again. To keep him with the show.
Did you see the delayed reaction with Dad?
Yeah.
Entertainment News reporter Dom, do you have anything on Kanye West?
Yeah. His middle name is Omari, O-M-A-R-I, and he won't say a whole packet of Toffos.
That's great. Mm. Carrie, any fit... sport people?
Yeah, another one of your favourites, Aled. I know this one, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh,
you
thank
love
you very
him,
much.
Don't you?
Thank
yes.
you for that image. Mm. Right, Mum, it's your turn.
Right.
This is the point of the show where we've got to say what's coming up on the rest of the day. Believe me, if you're not very good, it'll fit in, it'll be fine.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
And coming up today is Edith Bowman from 1 to 4.
Uh-huh.
Scott Mills from 4 to 7.
Is someone on Edith's show?
Oh, yeah, he's got a special guest, Jamie Bell.
Jamie
it's
Bell.
A woman.
That's good.
Edith's a woman.
Mind you, I know where you're coming from, Mum.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills is from 4 to
he's
7.
He's a woman.
And Zane Lowe from 7 to 9. The Nations from 7:30.
So they split into Nations?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
And to be fair, we've never really understood that either.
Okay. And we've got Pete Tong's in the New Music We Trust from 9 till 10. And then, last but not least, Colin Murray, 10 till 12.
Brilliant. Anyone on Colin's show?
No, nobody.
No, not really.
There
yes.
is, actually.
Leave her yes. alone, you bully.
There's Ali Mental.
Ali Mental?
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Ali McMental. Didn't he used to do a question of sport?
Crazy Scottish man.
Alloy Mental.
Oh, right.
Don't tell me you haven't heard of them, Dave.
Alloy Mental.
Hello, I'm Ali Mental.
Oh, hang on, end of bed.
I want to call somebody called Aluminium.
I want to go home now. Oh, no, I am at home.
Okay. Just a minute and a half left of the show, and this is the point where I'm not going to need a pad. Because I've run out of material.
Go on. We're gonna review this show in the next half hour. We're gonna stay on.
Are you?
Yeah. So instead of us finishing at 10, I'm gonna come back home.
Do we not need planning permission for that?
It's fine. We'll just stay on for a bit and then.
Okay.
Do we need text to kind of let us know what they think?
Oh yeah.
I've turned the text off personally because it was putting me off. Has anyone text in?
Yeah.
Loads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Positive? A lot of people want their license feedback.
Really.
Mm. Chronic
but
is a word being used.
Do you think I'll get another one?
No.
No, really?
81199, we want your text about the last half hour of the Alan Hayden Jones show, please. 81199, we'd like your comments, please.
Oh, I have a wet drop.
What?
Pardon?
Oh, hang on.
The Chris Moyle Show with Ali Hayden Jones.
I prefer to.
So you do need to pad.
Nice. So there you go. Anyway, okay, I've got a closer which I'm now padding until 59.00 for.
59.00. All right, so 59 minutes exactly.
Yeah. How do you feel it went out?
I think.
No, you're not allowed
well,
to ask him.
I'm not.
Oh, okay, fine.
Because we can, you can interview in the next hour.
Oh, okay, fine.
Like Trisha Extra when they used to have that phone going, oh, how did you feel when you found out he was cheating on you? From him.
Well, Dad, we'll do that. In Welsh, how do you feel the show went?
Oh, Dion.
Yeah, that's right for dire.
Yeah, it's not the same in English and Welsh.
As in Die Hard.
Okay, and?
Yeah, I think went very well.
In Welsh?
It's the show on that I own.
Oh, great, Jeff Lad.
What's brilliant. Rubbish in Welsh, Dad?
Oh, closer. I got so involved with my Welsh language that I missed
it. He padded for 2 minutes and missed his cue.
That's what you do.
Good morning to Ben and Andy, who are running Radio 1 right now. I just have to say I'm sorry. And I am a good
positive.
Producer, honestly.
Be positive.
No, I've enjoyed it, actually.
Good.
And
you called me dung halfway through.
Mm. Yeah, well... That's for the second show. I was just building, you know, okay. Seeing where it was going to go. Dave, say something straight for me.
I've just blown off.
That's really good, actually.
And it stinks.
Does it?
Whoa, women.
Thank you very much. Nicole?
Beer.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. That was the Alan Hayden Jones Show.